be hooked up to some it's hooked up to the phone. We'll see.
Rav Leizer spoke about the Hakaras HaTov to Shatchin and so on. The first one I came to the Mir Yeshiva, the end of Tovshin Lamed, I was a young bacha, very young, and the Yibod L'chaim, Rebbe LeBaruch was ready from the Chshuvim, the older bachrim. We started learning Chavrusa. We started learning Chavrusa in Tov Shin Lamed Gimel was Yevamisman. Lamed Aleph was Bobitzia, Lamed Gimel was Lamed Beis was Bobasra. And Yevamisman, we learned the morning Yevamisman. And he was involved in his Shidduch Yevamisman. And we still had a very strong Yevamisman. It was Ibayar, and Afal Pid that he was very Torahed. We still were learned very stark. I then became a Night Chavrusa, Gittensman, and Ksubis, and then Gitten. And that year, I became a Chassan. He was very involved in my Shidduch. It was not the Shatchin, but as somebody that was both my wife's first cousin and a close Chavra of mine, he was very involved and was very, very helpful. Yibod L'chaim Tov Ruchim is Rebbetzin always pampered me when I came to the house. This was during the war, in Kippur War, we learned Ksuvisman, and there was the house literally had nothing. There was no gas, there was no water, there was electricity, and she always managed to make something for me to sort of spoil me a little bit for walk. A lot of times I used to walk there, there was no transportation. It was very rough at that tkufa. Like upon him, it's interesting. So that was that was a very, very essential part of my life, and his life, and so on. I wanted to speak a little bit about Ha'ara. He mentions the Sefer, and I think Barachavas Dvarim, it's something that embodies a lot of his Yichud and Torah. He speaks about, in his Sefer on Chumash, about the Koilus, about the Koilus at the Barad, and then the Koilus in Matan Torah. He focuses on the Koilus as being an agent of Yira, and as such, they were only ancillary to the Maimar HaSinai. It wasn't part of the guf of Maimar HaSinai. Then he brings from his Rebbe, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, Sograyim, that he writes that he said that the Simcha, the Koilus of Simcha in Matan Torah is part of the guf HaTorah, and he says it needs more of a hesbon, and he leaves it at that. That's something in the Sefer. So I'd like to be marchev a little bit and try to explain a little bit about that. The Gemara says in Brachos, it says like this: Ve'omer Reb Chelber Reb Huna, kol hanene misudes chosn ve'ene misamchoi, oive b'chamisha koilas, shenema kol sos kol simchosn, kala koilim mehoides Hashem tzvokis. So first of all, what does it mean? He's nene and he's not misameach. If there's a chiyuv to misameach chosn kala, which there is, the poison is not done what the mocker is, but there's a chiyuv. So the fact that you had a piece of chicken or didn't have a piece of chicken, it shouldn't be the koyveah. If there's a chiyuv to be to be misameach, the chiyuv is a chiyuv. If a person is, all the chiyuvim to be malava mace, it the chiyuv is a chiyuv. So is it totally because he had a piece of chicken for nothing? So say there's a gzela on the chicken. Why is that the koyveah on the koilus? And then Chazal say, ve'im esamchoi mascharoi, he's zeicha to teira shlita b'chomish koilus. Ve'im shlishi, and so on and so forth. Very, very difficult to understand the what are Chazal talking about? What my inyan simchas chasan kala and the Torah, because it says koilus in both of them, it's a very, very, it doesn't seem to be any substantial tzushtel in any way. So I'd like to say over, it's inyan that the Maral speaks about a few places, and saying a little bit with a different lashon, but this is the point that he makes, this is what he speaks about over here. I'm being marchev a little bit and trying to explain a little bit. Whenever a person thinks about something, thinking about it is something that is between you and yourself. And therefore, no one else has any shaychus to it, and no one else can have shaychus. Because every person thinks differently, understands differently, and his havana is his havana. When we're able to articulate it, we're able to give words to it, it becomes a bar hochi of communicating it and giving it to somebody else. But that's not enough to disseminate it. It's when we're malbish it with koil, and we give it a koil, now it becomes something that is disseminated. So in the dibur itself, the chelek of dibur is taking the machshava and making it possible to communicate, and the metzias of koil is that which is mefits it and spreads it out. So he says the inyanim that are miyuchit, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a certain nekuda, and that nekuda reaches a shleimus, where it's now possible to be mefitzit, that becomes an inyan of koil. And its tzura requires a koil. Brias Olam, Rosh Hashanah is miyuchti shayfa, because that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a world into being. He created a bria, and koil hashmas koil is the yichud of that day. Two other inyanim require koil and have koil. One is zivuk, when a person is mizdavik, and you have an esuin of a isha and a isha. You now have a tzura shlema, which is royu to be nisrabet. The pru urvu, it's not the pshat, the zivug is just a technical hechetimtza for it. Once something reaches a stage that it's a metzias, that can now, it's sholem, now it can be misparetz, misrabet, and that's why the inyan of zivug requires koil, because it's now an inyan that is mispashit. And when Torah, until Matan Torah, Torah was something that was kaviyochel a bechin of machshava. It was a bechin of diburim that Yechidei Skula had. The world wasn't ready for it yet. The world wasn't shayach to it. Matan Torah was, Torah reached a certain darga, a certain surah, the world reached a certain surah, where it was now capable of being disseminated, and b'meila, the koilas were something that were malava it and went out. So b'meila, if somebody is, those are two moments that the person needs to be oisik in the hafotza and the harbotza. And if a person isn't oisik, he is doing something fundamentally wrong. So if a person is not misameh chosav v'kalo, then he's moinea these koilas from the world. And if a person is not marvitz teira, he's moinea these koilas. And the tzarashov of the two lies in that property of being something that's royu for harfotza and so on and so forth. That's a nekuda that the Maral uses to explain this inyan. I'd like to add another knesh to it. And I would like to understand another nekuda that Chazal Amiram is over here. The pasuk, the bracha that Anshakes Agdoila, the matbea, the bracha, is a shinui from the pasuk. And it's strange. Chazal took the pasuk kol sasa kol simcha kol chosam kol kalom, and the last 1. The koil oimrim hoidos Hashem tzvokos. Reb Leizer spoke about hoidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Danshin sagdolo v'meshanet. And, you know, it's halos chasanim choposom v'no'or mishane ginosom. I mean, why would they mishane it? It's strange. They took the whole pasuk, but derech kol tefillah tries to take chelkei psukim. They unless there's a reason to mishane, and they will mishane it. David Drum speaks about Rabbi Yochanan. They point out that the psukim fakert na'orim mishteni ginosim. Sometimes it's legreyus and not leshvach and so on. So the answer is, I think, the word sahala. The Malbim says, in a few places, it's the expression. It comes from a sus, is tsohel, either in a moment of ecstasy, it's a scream of somebody in an extraordinary moment of hanor, or nitzachet. In other words, when a person reaches a high in terms of oinig, whether it's through milchama or through other inyan, that is sahala. It's ki'ilu a person could verbalize tainug and give it a koil and make that and spread that. Both Torah and the inyan of chasen and kala. The simcha and the tainug are part and parcel of the essence of it, the atzmius of it. Tainug here is the nekuda pnimis of both. The Zohar Kodesh says, he says, I forgot who asked whom, if the chachamim would get together, why wouldn't they be mevatel or weaken the yitzhar darayis? And the Zohar answers, because ilav yitzra chedvisa deshmaitza leka. There wouldn't be, the thrill of learning would not exist. It's the same nekudas ha'oinek. Letoiva, and it is one way, not letoiva is the way. The tainug that lies both in chasen and kala and teira, that nekuda is the nekuda of that very same, it's the core nekuda of oinig. And b'meila, when a person realizes that, that's when the person needs to express that koil. So, kolanene misudas chosen, ve'ina misamcho, it doesn't mean the piece of chicken. If a person was oimid on hana, the hana of the simcha of nesuim, and a person didn't give it a koil, He's ba'avling the bria. There's a coil of oinig that's bursting out. The coil of hoidu l'Hashem, or even hoidu l'Hashem, that's what you're saying. But how do you say it when it's mitzhalo, it's chasane? In other words, the coil, when the coil comes with the trua of tzahala, that's when it's a coil that's expressing simcha. I was thinking these things as I was being mizboinin about your Rebbe and my Chavrusa, if I were to ask myself some of his yichud, and again, I knew him as a Chavrusa, a few points. One is his tremendous thrill of coming up with a svara, of fighting it out. He would be thrilled if you said good also, and be thrilled if he knocked it out also. It was always the level of oinek in his learning and interaction of learning was extraordinary. But he was not soivel, vague ideas and svaras. He would always be putting his hands on it. Like, can you hold it with your two hands? Or was it floating somewhere in one of the Rekia? And it was by him, when he said something, when he said a Shtikl Torah, I think the two aspects that stood out the most was how solid he wanted it to be and how thrilled he was with it. And I think that that is the coil of this simcha. What is Rebbe Shlomozovsky said about those, that coil, the coil that was borrowed from the Barot to scare people, to give them the proper attitude of Yira, that's ancillary to the Aseres HaDibris. But the coil of Simcha, the coil that is the coilus of Simcha, that is the Guf HaTorah. Because a person is taking a Dvar Hashem, which is still not disseminated, and when a person gives it real words, and a person blasts it out, then the person is putting a coil to the Divrei Torah and a coil tzahola to the Divrei Torah, and that's how he's actualized Divrei Torah. I think the Yichud in the Sfarim is his Torah was always written extremely solid. I remember he worked with me. I wrote a Shtek Torah as a Bacha. I wrote for, I think it was Maria, it was a long time ago. And I remember he kept on badgering me on things, you know, you're not saying out what you mean. It was always very, very makpid on saying it well, precisely, with whole words, and putting it down in a way where it's solid. Solidity was by him very, very important. I can't think of a better way of perpetuating his Torah and his memory, because it's not only what he said, it's the way he said it. It's giving it full words, full sentences, putting down things that are ready to be disseminated. It's Torah that's solid, and Torah that is shovel chol nefesh. Every person can see it and understand it. You don't need to second guess and third guess what could have been said, what would have been said, and so on. So I guess I could just add a Birchus Hedyot to this kvutz of Talmidim, who was zeicher to perpetuate something that I think is at the heart of the Rebbe's legacy, is that those koilas that take Divrei Torah and make them bar hafotza, make them it gives them the ability to be mefitzit and to bring it to a broad tzibur, and something that, as much as is possible for a sefer, to give a little bit of that thrill that he had, that sahola that he had, the sheer enjoyment and pleasure that he had in the Milchamta Shel Torah, in the Esek HaTorah, and so on. And I guess the biggest bracha to give to people that are mishtatev in this, and put it up, is they should be zeichet to hear those koilas to themselves, the koilas of Simcha and Oynik in the Bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put, Simcha and Oynik of Bez Hashem. So learning Torah with the Koch and the Bren, those koilas of Tzahala and Simcha Bez Hashem.